This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Donnie, count us down in your top five favorite Fan and Pain moments, no spoilers.
The intro, that's where I'm at. Leg out.
Put the trophies up with another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. With something mean, it's supposed to be easy. But I told that beats are awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, cause we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would've been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
That's all you're at? Wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 224. I'm your host, Cheeky Mick. Alongside with me, I yield to no one.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be back. We're going to have a killer episode today, this week, this month.
Also with us, Donnie.
What up, dope people? I am freaking hot, and I ain't talking about how cute I look.
You ain't cute.
I don't think anyone was worried that that's what you meant.
And you heard the voice. Obviously, that's not Alex. We are Alex less this episode because he's spent some time with the girlfriend in Florida. But we had to bring back a show favorite, a fan favorite, Pac-Man Polar Bear.
What's going on, everybody?
Now, Pac-Man, just for anybody who doesn't know you, which is, I think, is you know, ludicrous if they don't, tell everybody where you're from and how they can hear you and how, you know, all that jazz.
Well, I'm a writer and reviewer over at BigRedBarrel.com, and I co-host the Big Red Barrel podcast, which is a multi-platform podcast. And before that, for a number of years, I hosted originally the Sarcastic Gamer PlayStation podcast, The Blue Show. And The Blue Show moved to the Big Red Barrel for a while, and then we started the new show that we're doing now. So yeah, Big Red Barrel is pretty much the best place to get a hold of me outside of Twitter or Xbox or PlayStation Online.
All right. Let's do as we do every week and give you our updated trophy count. I'm going to say right now my streak of platinums every week has stopped, but we'll get into that and why what we're playing. I am level 28, total trophies of 6,646, and a plat count of 47. Actually, I don't even think that's accurate. I updated everybody else. I don't think I updated myself. Donnie, what about you?
I am level 26. Trophy count is 5,650. And plat count is, I could have sworn it was 70. Okay, I guess it is 76. But I added a plat.
What'd you get?
Until Dawn.
Really? Is it good? Is it worth picking up?
Yeah, I mentioned last show, it is worth picking up. And I don't think it's worth picking up for the full retail price, but when it drops to like, it's a good 30, in my opinion. So, but if you want to make sure it drop more or drop less than 30, but it's most definitely a pick.
Okay, I did not update me. My total trophies is 6,463,
and I do have titties for Until Dawn.
If you spoil that game for me, I swear to God, I will drive to Detroit.
How much gas have you wasted not driving to Detroit already?
I'm just telling you, don't spoil it when we get to that section. Alex, you're up there. Alex, hello.
Hold on here. Let me call him. Let me see if it answers from the beach.
Well, Alex's trophies are, he's level 24, total trophies of 4,770 and a plat count of 59 in 58 games. Yield, your trophy, sir.
I am a level 20, trophy count of 3,398. And a platinum count of 42. I got myself a nice shiny new platinum last night.
And what game would that be?
That would be Borderlands 2.
Hey, that's the same time I got my plat last night.
So I was I was real close to it. Just had to get 100 phase locks with Maya, and so last night I popped it in and had it in it might have been a couple hours, maybe three.
What plat was this you said?
Borderlands 2.
Ah, oh, that's the most boredom plat ever.
Pac-Man, your trophy, sir.
I hate you guys. Look at this.
Why do you hate us?
It's just like I'm almost half the next closest person to me. Like, goddamn it. So level 60, 2,760 trophies and 5 platinums. You know, tricky caught me on caught me while I was playing on PSN. I'm literally one trophy away from getting my Destiny platinum.
But you might be one trophy away from getting it, but how long will it take to get that one trophy? Is it a?
I'm getting it tonight. It tonight. I don't care what has to happen. I'm getting that shit tonight.
All right. Well, if you get it tonight, then Don, you got to do a breaking news story and post it in the final edit of the show to give Pac-Man his rifle due.
The thing about it is it's not really contingent on me. I'm doing that trophy where you have to do a raid. Without anyone dying.
Oh, so you gotta find some guys that just aren't total jerks.
Well, I either gotta find at least two other people who know what they're doing in Crota, or what I think is a little more likely, just for my own sanity, is I might just run it with my Titan solo, because I've seen people do it, and I think I can do it too.
Oh, there you go.
Just might take a try or two. Although I could just wait a couple weeks till I'm really high level and go back and do a low level raid and just make it that much easier on myself.
However you do it, it will be your destiny.
The challenge.
It will be your. Donnie just cracks the stupidest jokes. All right, let's get into what we're playing. Pac-Man, we'll start with you because you said you've been playing Destiny. Do you been playing anything else besides that?
Well, I mean, we got a pretty big crew in Destiny, so we even want to try to play something else. I usually get roped into a raid or whatever in Destiny, the game we all love to hate. I guess the other big PlayStation game lately has been Galaxy, which I haven't shown enough love to. But really, I've been caught up doing a whole bunch of PC reviews because a bunch of stuff came up for PC, and I'm still that dude. So, like, I've been playing the Pillars of Eternity expansion. And what else I've been playing? Satellite Rain dropped, which is fantastic. What else dropped? Company Heroes 2 expansion dropped, and a couple other things. But I got a bunch of reviews and write-ups.
Did you say Satellite Rain drops?
Yeah, Satellite Rain is the name of the game.
You are one busy man.
Yeah, Donnie, the game is Satellite Rain, not Satellite Rain Drops.
He is saying the game Satellite Rain dropped.
Yeah. It's Satellite Rain, if you're old enough to remember, is the spiritual successor to the Syndicate and Syndicate War games from the 90s. You know, without going the bullshit first person shooter route that they went with that their attempted reboot a couple years back. Anyway. And Active Aggression. I'm also playing that.
Alright, Yield.
Let's see here. Besides Simpsons Tapped Out, I have been playing Joe Danger 2, which that game is the bane of my existence, but I will get the last 3 pro medals if it kills me. and I was playing some Borderlands 2 because I got the platinum in that. I was playing some Need for Speed Most Wanted, trying to kind of work my way towards that platinum. A long way to go in that. And then I may fire up my 4 before my long weekend is over with. And I picked up Mad Max on Tuesday, so I may dive into the madness.
Ew. Ew.
So I've been seeing a lot of people on Twitter, because that's where I am at in the social network. And a lot of people are, you know, praising and taking PlayStation photos of Mad Max and going, witness me. And I'm like, you're doing it wrong, because that's not Mad Max's war cry. That's the war boys. So I thought that was rather funny.
They're just trying to be
yeah,
clever.
Yeah, they are.
They're like, oh, I saw someone else do something clever. Let's all do a spoof on that person being clever until it's not clever anymore, which happens immediately.
All right, Donnie.
I've been playing some Until Dawn, like I just mentioned earlier. I got the platinum that. Like I said, I got some trophies and tips in that later on. And I also been playing some Metal Gear 5. And I gotta
Metal
say,
Gear?
Metal Gear? Metal Gear. I gotta say, I got it day one, but I didn't start playing it until last night. because you should have seen me. Like, I really, really was trying to force myself not to play it because I wanted to. I was so close to the Until Dawn play. So like, I'm not playing it. I'm not even going to look at it. I'm putting it up so it's out of my sight. So I don't have to look at it while I'm playing Until Dawn because I was like, oh, I want to play with it so bad.
Did you buy Until Dawn or was this a Gamefly?
It's Gamefly, and that's another reason why I wanted to, you know.
Did you buy the Fan of Pain?
Of course.
Okay.
Did you buy the collector's edition with the red and robot hand?
No, I was, and I actually.
I did buy that.
I gave Tricky the money to buy that for himself as my gift for him because I went to go. I've been trying to buy it for him for the longest and ship it to him, but they came on sale online only and went away so very fast and never ever came back. And I looked and checked around and said it wasn't coming back at all. So I just gave Tricky the money or the gift card code and gave it to him. I don't know if he really did it or not, but he said he just did it. So gave.
Yeah, they came back on Amazon for like a day, and I ordered mine on Amazon. So now I own the collector's edition and the digital copy of the Fan of Pain.
Awesome, awesome. Well, also, well, I was going to get that, but I said, you know what? I don't want that hand because I still don't believe that's Big Boss.
All right, we're not going to do this.
Because there actually is a theory about that.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I've been saying that since they showed the very first picture.
All right, we'll get into that off the air. Yeah. That's all you've been playing, Donnie?
Yep, that's all I've been playing. Oh, and I got some funny things about that. When you first go to the mother base and you do all the little side stuff that Ocelot asked you to do, and I'm just at that point. But I find it so funny that the people that's already on your base, Ocelot tells you to recruit them, which I find it hard to recruit somebody that's already recruited for you. Also, the guys on that base respect Big Boss so much is that when Ocelot tells you that, hey, here, do your training, here, try to CQC on this guy, and so you can get your skills back up to where you were since you've been in a coma for the last 9 years. And the guy is like, hello, Big Boss. I am here for you. I mean, these guys are just honored to have this guy just beat up on them. I put this one guy in a chokehold, and I interrogated him just to see what he says. And he said, oh, my God, it's an honor to have your iron grasp around me. And I'm like, these guys, I don't care how much I honor somebody. I'm not going to be honored that he just blacked my eye. So I just found that real funny right there.
All right. And I currently, in the last week, have purchased Until Dawn, Mad Max, Disney Infinity 3.0,
ew,
and the Fan of Pain twice.
And the Fan of Pain twice.
Well, I bought the digital version, and then after... right before the game launched, Amazon announced that the collector's edition came back online, so I bought that.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
So I bought the Fan of Pain twice.
I bet you there'll be a third time if they come out with a console bundle.
I don't know. They did come out with a special console for it. Yeah, but I think that was only in Japan. But if they come out with that, I'll buy that too and just store that in the closet somewhere.
He's a scrub.
Listen, I'm a big Metal Gear fan.
Oh, me too, man, but dang.
Well, to the point that I have not played Mad Max. I have not played Until Dawn since Metal Gear came out. And I haven't even opened the box for 3.0 because I've been playing Metal Gear nonstop. To the point where somebody asked me how many hours I have in Metal Gear at this point. And as of current right now, looking at my screen, I have 72 hours in Metal Gear Solid.
I find it strange that you don't have any that new Kojima news on here in their agenda.
Well, I also noticed that on when my game launches up. I don't know about the physical copies of the game. Donnie, maybe you could tell me this. But on the digital versions of the game, it says Hideo Kojima game on it.
Yeah, it does. It does. And okay, that's so, something I can expect them to do because I feel like that would be like totally, totally like most definitely in the wrong for them to just take that off the game. But the game cover...
I was talking with a friend of mine. I think that Konami's going to release a patch, and that's going to go away.
Oh, that'll be some BS. That'll be some real BS. But yeah, that'll be super wrong. The game cover, that's a whole nother thing that we talked about before. But how come you don't have any that latest Kojima news on here?
What's the latest Kojima news?
Well, since the launch of Metal Gear 5, Kojima been, you know, traveling to different places, you know, and, you know, putting himself out there, letting them know that people were like, hey, this is my game. He was doing that, like, this is my game.
I didn't really consider that news. I figured he was just going on his farewell tour for Konami, but...
No, he's good. The best thing about it is he's going around signing copies of the game, which is dope. Which is really dope. And the other thing is, if you go on Steam, or and Metacritic as well, I guess, as, you know, if you look at it, you look at the reviews, half of the reviews, all that it says is a Hideo Kojima game. That's what they wrote for their review. like thousands of people.
Need I say more?
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's talk about some more news, and that's with Sony has unveiled their Tokyo Game Show 2015 lineup. They have pulled back
the weak sauce.
They have pulled back the curtains, and they're bringing a handful of Vita titles to show us, as well as Project Morpheus, and will feature several tech demos. The PlayStation 4 games that are going to be there are Odin Sphere, Star Wars Battlefront, Street Fighter V, Arlon, The Warriors of Legend, Pro Evolution Soccer 2016, Star Ocean 5, Exist Archive, The Other Side of the Sky, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Destiny the Taken King, Tearaway Unfolded, The Tomorrow Children, Uncharted, The Nathan Drake Collection, Naruto, Ultimate Ninja Storm 4, God Eater Resurrection, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Eyes of Heaven, and for the Vita, it's Airship Q, Minecraft, Tokyo Xandu, and God Eater Resurrection.
I bet you don't find it strange that I only care about Uncharted.
Tokyo Game Show will kick off on September 17th and will run until September 20th. Sony's also holding a press conference earlier that week on the 15th. So if you want to watch their press conference, I'm sure you could find it somewhere online.
Is it going to be dubbed in English?
I'm pretty sure it will
be.
Okay.
I mean, this is just like a little sandwich to hold people over until the PlayStation experience. Because there's not going to be any big announcements here. It's just, you know, there's maybe six games on there that are, you know, sort of AAA big name games. And the rest of them are just, you know, whatever.
What's the station experience again?
PlayStation experience? It's just their own personal convention.
Yeah. In Vegas. Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing about that is... They've said that there's going to be, you know, a number of reveals in terms of exclusives at PlayStation Experience. So I doubt we're going to get anything more than what's on this list at coming up at Tokyo Game Show. But I mean, some of the stuff on there looks good. Some of them are just duh. Like, of course, everyone's hyped for Battlefront and Street Fighter V.
No.
Pro Evolution Soccer always sells well. Black Ops always sells well.
No.
Destiny will do well.
No.
Tearaway Unfolded is already getting rave reviews. You know, everyone's already played Uncharted if you're a PlayStation fan.
Right.
But if you aren't, that's pretty dope. The PlayStation Collection is pretty sweet.
All right. And Donnie's favorite topic of remasters, another game is being remastered for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Coming in November will be Deadpool. Releasing on November 17th for the price point of $50.
What?
This version will include all additional DLC, including two extra levels and two alternate suits.
Bullshit. That's ridiculous. That game's like, what, 3 years old? 2.5 years old? And it wasn't very good. Like, I mean, it was the best appearance of Deadpool outside of a comic book. Like, the humor was good and the storytelling was really fun, but as a game it was sort of mediocre, and I would encourage everyone to buy it for $30, but $50, that's a jack move. That's a jack move.
30?
That is.
I got it for like $10 or $20.
That's what I said
Friday a couple years ago.
I say 10-15 because the humor, like you said, the humor is off the chain funny.
How much is it selling right now on Steam, now that it's back on Steam?
I don't know. I can look it up real quick.
Yeah, I'm curious if the price is that high on Steam as well.
I'm curious. These two stages better be like the best stages ever for $20 for two stages. $20 extra dollars for two stages.
That's a crazy price. And you know what? It'll sell because that movie's going to go do gangbusters because
awesome.
It looks
oh,
so
this
awesome.
Is going to be the Marvel, the other Marvel movie killer right here. This Deadpool is about to murder all the other Marvel movies.
Well, I said so.
It is $40 on Steam.
Even that is way too high. But I mean, I got Deadpool at launch, like the original time at launch, way, way, way back. But it's, I mean, if you're a Deadpool fan, like an actual Deadpool fan, not you saw a trailer and now you're a Deadpool fan, you'll pick up on all. There's like tons and tons of nods to old X-Men comics and like inside jokes and like it's dope. And there's quite a few other superheroes in that game besides Deadpool that he interacts with. So it's pretty entertaining, but man, $50? God damn. Does it come with like a full cosplay costume of Deadpool? Like,
I don't know, but it better come with a massage and a happy ending.
Nah, you know what? I would really buy that for $50 if it came with a cosplay costume. And I'm talking about for real, my size costume, not a one size fit all costume.
Well, they actually are selling right now. I see it on Facebook all the time. They're selling Deadpool mask and shirt. In all sizes, and I think it's right around $30 to $40.
Does it come with the game?
It does not come
then
with the game.
I don't want to hear it. I want to.
But you can get a cosplay costume for $40.
Nah, I want the game too. And I want a real katana.
Well, speaking of katana, she's in Mortal Kombat. NetherRealm Studios has confirmed that it is indeed working on more DLC for Mortal Kombat X. Due out in the first half of 2016, it apparently has been made up new playable characters, skins, and a new stage. No details were given. Series creator Ed Boon teased that four new characters will be coming to the Bloody Brawler, and confirmed that Combat Pack 1 will now be, there will be a sequel to it called Combat Pack 2.
Oh, that's original.
Current DLC characters for the game have included the Predator, Tanya, Jason Voorhees, and Tremor. No word on who the four new characters would be.
You already seen them and fought against them already.
Well, I'm assuming it's probably going to be Baraka.
Obama?
Sindel and a couple of ones that you already said.
I would be happy if Baraka and Sindel came. They were both
but
good.
My question to you guys is, would you be happy if they gave us another character not inside the Mortal Kombat universe, a la the Predator or Voorhees or Freddy Krueger? Do you want another horror villain? Like, do you want like a Mike Myers or a Pinhead?
Honestly, I was really hoping that since he's been out already due to the last Mortal Kombat, and now you have Jason on this one, I would just knew that it Freddy was a given.
Yeah, it'd be cool if they brought Freddy over. And there's other horror people they could put in. Like, you still got, like, Hellraiser. Yeah, obviously Mike Myers.
Pinhead was... now, this one I will really, really, really extremely be skeptical on having Pinhead come on.
Oh, no, man. You gotta have some Pinhead. Because, I mean, they're doing all the old classic horror stuff, right? I guess you'd need named villains too, so you couldn't do some of the old horror movies. But I don't know. I don't really mind as long as it's, cause it seems like, you know, it's like one quarter of each release has the sort of non-Mortal Kombat universe character, and that's cool. As long as they bring back some of the old fan favorites, I don't really care.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, but I think Chucky would be a good asset.
Chucky would be dope.
Something that will not be coming back, and that's the Mortal Kombat to the last-gen systems. The other part of our news is WB has confirmed the cancellation of Mortal Kombat X on both the 360 and PlayStation 3 due to it not meeting the standards of which they would like. So they have officially canceled those versions of the game.
Let me guess, it doesn't run at 720 or 1080?
The details other than say it did not meet their standards.
But, I mean, no one was looking for that anymore. Because when were they going to release it? They certainly couldn't release it this holiday season or February because they just get slaughtered by all these much newer games that, you know, are fresh to the market.
Well, to be fair, all the games that are coming to the market are on the next gen system. So if you're still, it's on the next gen systems, not the last gen. So if you are stuck on the PS3 or 360 version, and you don't have the, you know, the Xbox One or the PlayStation 4, to release them might actually work because you're giving them a game to play where all the games that were highly anticipated are all coming out on the One and Four.
That's true. But I think at this point, if games were in development for the old gen systems, they're either just getting finished and getting pushed to market, or they're going to get canceled. Because, I mean, we're 3 years into the new consoles. Like, the numbers and the effort just isn't really there. Especially when people are going to be comparing the old gen versus the new gen, and that always looks bad for the old gen, and publishers don't like that.
All right. Let's get into the news that Yield is going to be excited for. Yield, what are you going to be doing on March 18th of 2016?
I'm going to be playing Uncharted 4. I don't know what the rest of you are going to be doing.
Yes, Uncharted 4 officially has a release date, and that is March 18th, 2016. Also with the announcement, we got a confirmation of two limited edition physical versions of the game were revealed. The special edition and the more extravagant, I'm going to try to say this name, Libertalia Collector's Edition. In the special edition, for $80, you will be getting a steel bookcase, a 48-page hardcover art book, a Naughty Dog and Pirate Sigil sticker sheet, Naughty Dog points, which are used or in-game currency used to unlock multiplayer content. In the collector's edition, because I'm not going to try to say that word again, for $120, you will be getting everything included in the special edition, plus a 12-inch Nathan Drake statue, three multiplayer outfits from Uncharted Drake's Fortune, the Heist Drake, and Desert Drake, two custom skins, Golden Weapon skin and Desert Weapon skin, and a Henry Avery Sigil ball cap and the Madagascar sidekick outfit. If you prefer to download your games, you can grab the digital deluxe edition for $80. It will be available for pre-order later this week, which is now out as of this release of the show, and that will include the two multiplayer customization items and the Uncharted 4 triple pack, which grants access to an upcoming single player story add-on and two multiplayer packs, which unlock rare multiplayer items. The triple pack will also be sold separately, though no price was given. And if you have already pre-ordered Uncharted 4 digitally, you can upgrade to the deluxe version for $20. Yield, your floor is yours.
Okay. Great. We got a release date. They were saying the end of March. It's a week and a half, 2 weeks before they were kind of saying. That's cool. As for that, the Libertalius, however you want to say it, collector's edition is kind of crap. Because, I mean, with the Uncharted 3 one, we got it in a little closet or armoire or whatever you want to say. We got a Drake statue. We got the necklace. We got a belt buckle. And I want to say there was something else, but I can't remember off the top of my head. We got physical items for $100. All right. The price for this, $120, that isn't bad. You know, you figure inflation, $20 more, that ain't bad. The Last of Us statue, they were asking for a whole lot more and you were getting the same thing. It was a little bit bigger statue. So I thought for this one, they would rake you over the coals. They were going to push $200. So the price point, I'm okay with. But you're getting nothing but multiplayer stuff. This is what I was afraid of when Drunkman and Staley took over, is it's going to be, they're going to continue to try to push the multiplayer. I'm happy to read they're going to do single player DLC, because a lot of Uncharted people have been calling for that. But all this extra multiplayer skins and crap for the collector's edition, I just think that's a bad move. People are going to buy it. People are going to buy that stuff anyway. I would have preferred more physical stuff. And I was going to drop money for the big edition. I might just get the regular edition because I've already got a Drake statue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people say this now, but like, unless there's something like a substantive value to you as a customer for pre-ordering, don't fucking do it. Stop pre-ordering games. Like, we're not talking about it on the agenda, but if you want to talk about bullshit pre-order schemes, look at the pre-order setup that the new Deus Ex has put out. It's
disgusting. Was it's got like 50 some or some ridiculous amount of
they turned it into this game where it's like choose your own rewards, like pick from these different tiers of DLC, and the more people who pre-order, the more tiers were all, like, I mean, it's just really
gross. So they made it like gross. They made it like the voting in for the plus games.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's only a few games, like everyone, like the new Fallout and the new Star Wars Battlefront, those are pretty big safe bets, you know, and I could see people pre-ordering them without having any real big reservations. But there's not, even then, there's still not a lot of benefit unless you're getting a lot of physical stuff to make it worth the extra coin. The best thing about the Uncharted news, the new Uncharted 4, because they're single-player DLC, they've never done single-player DLC for Uncharted. And they said that their goal is to have something like the DLC that came out for The Last of Us, which I think is arguably the best, or if not, you know, the best, in the top three best pieces of DLC of video games ever.
No, I would agree like with that.
Pac-Man.
It is amazing.
And I hate to put a downer note on Uncharted, but when I saw that they was announced and the special editions were announced, I'm like, oh, goody. Clicked on the PlayStation link, I read it, and I was just like, what the? Serious?
Well, I did pre-order the $120 one. I figure if this is going to be the last Uncharted, then I'm going to go big with it. As I read the Snorri story, because I will outright admit that as soon as I saw it on Amazon, I pre-ordered it immediately. And I sent Donnie and Alex a text message saying, hey, it's up on Amazon. I would have texted you, Yield, but Yield, you don't do text messages.
That's all right. I saw it that night when I got home from work, and I'm just like, I'll probably spend the $120 because I'm an Uncharted guy, and I said I was going big or going home. But I'm disappointed, man. I really am.
Well, now as I'm reading it, I'm noticing it doesn't say it's including the season pass, which is generally the thing they do in collector's editions and you know, the deluxe editions, is they give you the season pass, but it doesn't say here. It's just unwritten.
No, that's for the digital. That's the little perk for the digital, is you get that little season pass.
But we're not getting it in the deluxe or the Libertalia editions?
I think so. This way, they had three ways. They had two physical copy versions, and then you had your digital copy. And this is a special thing you get with the digital copy, and you're only going to get it here.
I mean, me personally, everybody knows, I like my games digitally. Like, I bought all my games digitally.
Hell yeah.
But the only reason I'm buying the collector's edition was for the statue. I mean, that's the main reason. I may wind up, and, you know, say I'm crazy or whatnot, I may wind up eventually trading in the Uncharted 4 disc and then buying the game digitally. That's the only thing that I don't need out of the collector's edition. And, you know, the codes and whatnot, I may wind up turning around to somebody and say, hey, give me, you know, $50, I'll give you the game and all the codes, and, you know, I'll make somebody happy by selling them the game for $10 cheaper than what it is.
That is the best marketing scheme any game developer or game company, publisher, whatever you want to call it, can ever say and do. This is the last game, so go big. With the pre-orders.
I don't think this is the last game.
Of course, we know this ain't the last game. They're not about to kill it off because it's Uncharted. They're not about to kill it off due to how games are now. Back then, they probably would have killed it off saying it's the last game, get you a conclusion back in the day. Now, they just keep making them until it's no more revenue can be made from them in their eyes. Second thing, is this whole pre-order thing that, touching on what Pac-Man mentioned earlier. Yes, I feel the same way. It's like, the pre-order thing is only due to what you, as your fandom, is to that game, or per se. Me personally, I do still pre-order games, but I only pre-order games because I don't want to spend that money. I got the money for the game now, so let me pre-order it in full. That way I ain't got to spend the money on something else. So when the game comes out, I ain't got to be worried like, oh, dang, I got to come up with some money for this game because I really want it. So that's why I pre-order Metal Gear and what's the name? Uncharted. I pre-ordered Uncharted, paid in full, like, sometime, like, when it first became available to pre-order, like, so many months ago. And I did so many other games like that. So that's my reason for pre-ordering games, because I know I'm going to keep that game. I'm not going to trade it in. That is a most definitely buy for me. Now, people like Triggy, they can just hit you with the yep, the last one in the making. Bring it on.
Well, no. Listen, I was going to buy the collector's editions of Uncharted 4 regardless if it was the last game or not.
But why?
Uncharted is one of those games, like, when you talk about landmark series that, like, I have no reservations of putting the money towards, is Uncharted, The Last of Us, because they're both Naughty Dog games, and I have the utmost respect for Naughty Dog, and Metal Gear, because of Kojima. Those three series right there, I would never, ever have a hesitation to buying the collector's edition, because I full-heartedly say I want to support these people. Now, with Metal Gear, it's a little different, because now, you know, a lot of people are saying they're not buying, they don't want to buy the collector's edition because they don't want to give Konami their money. I think that's bullshit.
Oh, that's BS.
But I don't have reservations. So, like, when Uncharted 4 came out, I actually stopped myself from pre-ordering it digitally, because I was waiting to see if there was going to be an announcement for collector's edition, and I'm glad I did now.
But, and you know how big a fan I am of Metal Gear. You guys really know how big a fan I am of Dragon Ball. If they came out with some whack, you know, pre-order bonuses and all that stuff, I still won't get it, and I'm like the biggest fans of those games. Like, for instance, I didn't get the collector's edition or special edition for Metal Gear 5, mainly because I didn't feel like I didn't want that arm. I didn't care for that arm.
But see, I got to cut you off, because I don't look at it as I'm buying it for the arm. I'm buying it because I want to support my developer.
But you do know you are still supporting them, even when you just pay the $60 plus tax. You do likely he probably didn't even have a say-so in that arm, Kojima, that they did design and sculpted it. So you wouldn't really be paying, you really be, what you just said? contributing to Kojima. You could now supporting the designers of the arm. And so, I don't know this for sure. I'm just throwing it out there. So, again, that arm wasn't really all that. The things, I think those codes that they gave us, I'm not totally sure, but I believe those were only just for online, and online hadn't even up yet.
Well, no, it's up now.
Okay, well, when I got on earlier, it wasn't even up.
Oh, well, they sent out a tweet earlier today or yesterday saying that it's up.
Okay, well, it's about freaking time, because it should have been out day one, just like the day one edition.
All right, and let's just move on, because we have another collector's edition to talk about. Yield wanted to talk about this. He sent me a direct message on Twitter to say he wanted to talk about this. I did not put this in the agenda. He did, because I felt like this was an Xbox One game. But it is for a series that we all enjoy, so it's fair enough.
But we're going to get it. It's just next year.
I don't know if we'll get the collector's edition, but...
But I don't know. But since we were talking about the 4... Or Uncharted 4s, I want to talk about this.
And that's fair. And that's fair.
One because of I wanted to compare the price point, and two of what you're getting in this one.
Okay.
Compared to what we're getting in Uncharted 4.
Alright, well, Square Enix has announced the collector's edition for Rise of the Tomb Raider. It's going to be available exclusively from Square Enix eStores and the official Tomb Raider store, so I don't think this is coming to, like, GameStop, Best Buy, Amazon, stuff like that. The collector's edition is packed with valuable memorabilia, including a 12-inch tall statue of Lara Croft that depicts her search for answers in the first Tomb Raiding expedition. a model of the jade necklace that was Laura's first archaeological discovery, and a collectible steel bookcase. This is all going to be at the price point of $150. And like I said, it is for pre-order at the Tomb Raider store, the European Square Enix store, and the North American Square Enix store. And the game will be coming out for Xbox One and 360 on November 10th. And we'll be coming to other platforms, as we said, in 2016.
You also get a replica of Laura's leather in-game journal. I wanted to throw that out there as well. Okay, Donnie, I'll let you go first.
And I just wanted to say this one thing. This beats Uncharted.
I agree with that because they also say, didn't say in this, the first article that I actually read online, it comes packed in like a wooden crate.
Yeah, there's a picture of it on here. I didn't mention that.
So, I like this collector's edition as well because you're getting a lot of physical stuff. It reminds me of the Uncharted 3 bundle that we were talking about, you know, just a little bit ago. But the price point, $150. To me, that's way high because this exact same thing here, what they're getting for Rise of Tomb Raider, is what Uncharted 3 gave us for $100.
And I want to say this. This goes to what Tricky says about supporting the people, the developers on this. This is supporting Xbox because they know that they're about to lose sales on it because they know that the media put it out that it's coming to us anyway.
Hold on. This isn't supporting Microsoft because this is not being released to stores. This is Square Enix selling this. This is not Xbox selling it. This isn't GameStop, Best Buy. This is Square Enix themselves selling this.
Okay. Well, I take what I just said back. And Microsoft, you steal some pumps.
I am looking for... I don't really give a shit about the collector's edition. It all looks like junk. It's not the best looking statue. But, I mean, it does have a lot of gear on it. But, I'm looking forward to the next Tomb Raider because the first Tomb Raider was surprisingly great.
It was good.
Best, you know, best PG spoiler ever, and Tricky lost it.
Best remake ever in game remake history.
You know, and if, you know, on the off chance Uncharted is really ending with 4, Tomb Raider's not a bad successor, you know, at least so far. Because there's tons of similarity between the two.
I wonder, can those things be removed? And I gotta say, also, those
can what be removed?
The items, not the clothes, Tricky, unlike what you were going to go to.
I didn't know what you were talking about. I'm not going to.
The items on the statue, like her accessories, not the clothes accessories, can those be removed? And also, that is way too much stuff for combat. That is a lot of stuff for combat right there.
All right, let's close out our topics, but we do have a tip from Donnie from Until Dawn. So let's do our trophies and tips.
My voice, man.
Don, you had to do that again.
My voice, man. I freaking hate my job. Titties! Nope, can't do it. I knew I should have made the sound bite. Tips for Until Dawn. You do not have to beat the game.
The butler did it.
An entire three times. Entire whole three times to get each ending. If you keep everybody alive at least up until chapter 6, you'll be able to just go back and replay, start from that episode, and do whatever you want to do to the characters all the way to the end. It's only 10 chapters. So, yeah, that's one. Also, I will say this. You will have to play the game several times in order to get all the collectibles. That one you will have to do. Not necessarily beat the game several times, but you will have to play it in several different ways in order to get all the collectibles. So, there you go.
Did you use a guide, Donnie?
Nope.
Donnie used a guide. You found every totem with no guide.
It's apparently not, just not that I know for certain, but I've read a lot of places that getting the trophies for that game is easy. Easy, easy.
The way I play my video games is I roam. Like, that's why, that's what it takes me so long to beat games nowadays. or because first of all, I only play during the weekends, and then when I do play, like I roam, like I told you, I have video game OCD. I stray away from the main mission so much. I try my best to do side missions on the way to the main mission, but every time I'm done with one side mission, it's another one that's just right there across the street. So I just run and do it.
That's why I have over 70 hours in Metal Gear right now. Because right now I'm only on mission 14, and I've done like side ops. Like I'm going out picking flowers and taking over. Like that's all I've been doing. If I happen to run into where the mission is and the mission starts, that's a whole different story. I'm like, all right, then I'll do the mission.
Yeah.
But I have not, like, no spoiler of the game. It's like, every mission, you basically hop in your helicopter, and then you choose to go do the mission, and then you fly off into the mission. You know, you drop in a land zone. But you can free roam the entire thing and just happen to walk in to wherever that mission starts.
Yep.
Let's talk about our topic of the week. I'm a little upset Alex isn't here for this, but I think Pac-Man, I think you're good. You'll be able to come up with an answer for this. Our topic of the week is which game series has gone one game too far?
Call of Duty! Excuse me.
Well, I mean, Call of Duty is the easy one, but I would even argue that Call of Duty went through its slump games and is actually kind of getting better.
He said that straight.
I did. I mean, there was definitely...
I'm sorry, I just laughed at the way Donnie said that. Like, Donnie said, you said that with a straight face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still not my favorite series, but by a long shot, but I don't think it's as easy to sort of knock it in terms of actual quality as it used to a couple games back. But besides Call of Duty, I mean, there's a couple series that it just seems weird that there are still, like, stop making, well, I actually, even that's not going to be true. I was about to say stop making Lord of the Rings games, but Shadows of Mordor was good.
That's a Lord of the Rings?
Let me ask you about Shadows of Mordor. Do you have to be a Lord of the Rings fan to really enjoy that game?
No, absolutely not.
I've never watched the Lord of the Rings movie, never watched the Hobbit movie, but that game actually had my intention, but I purposely didn't buy it because I was not a Lord of the Rings fan.
Oh, no, it's great. There's none of this, you know, it's set in a completely different thing. You're not interacting with the old heroes. It's really just a lone warrior and a spirit killing tons and tons and tons of orcs.
All right, we're straying away from the topic, but Pac-Man, so is there a game series that you can think of that went one game too far?
I think the one that they drove into the ground, the most brutal example I can think of is what happened to Command & Conquer. Because that started as a really powerful, beloved RTS series, and they literally drove it into the ground with like a devastating thud. That's probably Command & Conquer was a game too far. You know, that literally killed the series.
All right. Eel, do you have an answer?
Oh, jeez. No, Call of Duty. I'm going with the easy one. Call of Duty is the only one I can think of. I don't know. I'll wait. I'll reserve judgment when Uncharted 4 hits. So, but. I only say that because I was perfectly fine with the way 3 ended. I was perfectly fine. I could see them coming out with 4, but I was fine. But I'm trying not to get my hopes set too high.
Alright, Dottie,
I'm gonna go with, Dead Space. Dead Space 3 is one game too far. I knew they were gonna come out with others because of the way 1 and 2 ended. And even though 3 ended the same way with, it's more markers on other planets besides the ones that we were going on. Matter of fact, the markers are part of the planets themselves in the solar system, according to them. Some stuff like that. But 3 went one game too far because one primary reason, it freaking sucked. And it took away from the whole Dead Space experience, in my opinion.
And my idea, or my choice is not going to be universally accepted, but I'm going to say the Mario Brothers.
What?
I'm going to say Mario Brothers only because of the fact that at the core, every Mario game turns out to be
the same.
The same thing.
I'm with you on this, Tricky.
I'm not with Tricky on this, but I just thought of the best one.
All right, good.
All right.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh,
no, I don't agree
with that.
Fuck yeah.
Assassin's Creed is Assassin's Creed is getting better.
Oh my god!
No, it isn't. Unity was a fucking disgusting, revolting mess to the point where I will never pay my own money to play another Assassin's Creed game.
So you're not even willing to give Syndicate
I wouldn't even
shot.
Review it.
I'm with you, dude.
What's that? I'm not giving Syndicate a shot. Fuck no. They burned that bridge. I ain't ever forgiven them for that. Fuck
in fact, me. I want to change mine to being Assassin's Creed being number one, and my runner-up is Dead Space.
And they were going downhill before Unity hit.
Yeah, they had a resurgence with Black Flag, though.
No.
Well, there wasn't a resurgence. That was just sort of them tepidly throwing the last bit of the pirate stuff out to the fans. But they barely supported. You know,
they didn't even support Rogue at all.
Yeah, Rogue. Was the better of the two, Rogue versus Unity. I should have gotten Rogue and ignored Unity. But, you know, like, the pirate stuff is the only highlight for, like, years. You know, like, after Assassin's Creed 2, it was just, like, downhill. We spiked for two games with some pirate stuff, and now we're back to more European fucking time travel bullshit. And I wish they would just throw away this garbage sci-fi thing to it, which has never been good.
I see. We've had the discussion about Assassin's Creed many times. Like,
I just really hate.
I really want to explore Desmond's world again.
I want to play someone who, like, in a situation that I've never seen before in a game. I don't want to run around Europe and have a whole bunch of, you know, a whole cast full of, you know, Brits telling me some ridiculous sort of insane story. Like, take us off the beaten track. Like, I know a lot of people say, oh, make it set it in Asia, but I mean, there's a lot to the world. Like, set it in, you know, Africa in like 800 AD or like ancient Egypt, or I mean, like, there's or how about like Russia in the times of the czars and things. Like, just, I'm really, really, really tired of their locales and their choices and the casts and just the...
Or even set it as Assassin's Creed Modern Warfare.
Alright, well, let me ask you guys a question, and it's not console games, but I just want to ask you guys, how do you guys feel about, like, Plants vs. Zombies 2, Angry Birds 2, Cut the Rope 2, all those games, like, where they were big, you know, niche games that people were playing on their mobiles, you know, 5-minute games, but now they've expanded it to try to make a sequel to it, and the sequels weren't as received as the original games were. How do you guys feel about games like that?
I hate games like that, so I can't really comment. I purposely don't play throwaway
titles. It sounds like somebody just threw their phone across the room.
And he literally just threw something away.
Well, I mean, I'll Plants vs. Zombies, I will say. I mean, all those games have their fans and their qualities, but those kind of titles have never interested me. Plants vs. Zombies got burned because they had shitty monetization for the
sequel. And Yield, let me just throw this at you. I mean, you play Simpsons Tapped Out all the time. How would you feel if they came out with Simpsons Tapped Out 2?
I would probably give it a try because, like a lot of those mobile games, you found a niche and everybody loved it. And then when you come out with the second one, everybody's expecting that same thing, but as a developer, you want to try new things, so you do. And the problem is you want to expand it. You're staying mobile, so you want to expand it, but you can't expand it too much because it's a mobile game. You want to keep your crowd of, I've got 15 minutes to play, to still be able to play it. And that's, you know, what killed Plants vs. Zombies 2 was, they wanted to microtransaction you to death, you know, and that's what took it away, because Plants vs. Zombies, the first one, it was just, here's all the stuff that I can unlock, and so.
I mean, when it comes to mobile games, there's very few that sort of pierce the radar for me. Like, I mean, Fallout Shelter, I think everyone acknowledges, turned out to be pretty good. But the two that stand out to me the most are premium games, which means they're not based on microtransaction, and that's Hitman Go and Tomb Raider Go, which are both mobile titles that came out in the last, like, the Hitman game came out like 2 years ago, and the Lara Croft one just came out a couple months ago, or last month. And they're all really, really good, but you pay for the game, and then you've got a nice full game to play at your own pace. And they're both really good.
All right. Donnie, you're kind of quiet on this.
Because all mobile games suck.
That's right.
All right, so let's close out the show. Let's do some housekeeping.
Yes.
Mobile alone. ProvenGamer.com is looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to ProvenGamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, they can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer on YouTube and check out all the videos there. While you're also cruising the web, be sure to stop by Facebook and do a search for Proven Gamer, and please hit that like button. Also get involved in the conversations over there. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it, but be sure to check out our other podcast, PG Spoilers, which we will be doing some soon. We have a lot of games that are coming out, Until Dawn, Mad Max, Metal Gear, whatever, do you remember, it's a community show, so if you guys want to talk about a certain thing and you don't want to wait for us, record the show, send it to us, we will release it. It's a kickback to the old, SG days where they had community cast. That's what PG Spoilers is for you guys. It's not just for us. But also check out Press X to Win. All of our podcasts can be found on iTunes and Stitcher and your various podcast applications on your smart devices. If you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and let us know how good of a job we're doing. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. The first is you can send us an email, trophyhorse@provinggamer.com. You want to contact us on Twitter, you can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at trophyhorse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. Contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. But as we said many times, Alex isn't really checking Twitter nowadays, so that might not be the best way to get a hold of him. And you can get a hold of Pac-Man at Pac-Man Polar Bear.
Hell yeah.
Also, as we said earlier in the show, Pac-Man is found all over the internet on the PSN, on Xbox, on, everything. Pac-Man Polar Bear.
Even on Nintendo.
Even on Nintendo.
Yeah.
We haven't done that in a couple weeks, so let's do it again this week. Let's just give you our PSN IDs. Pac-Man, it's just Pac-Man Polar Bear, right?
It is.
Can you spell that out for anybody who may not know how to spell that out?
PacmanPolarBear. Pac-Man Polar
Just
Bear.
Just as it sounds.
You can also hit pause and go read a book.
Yield.
IYIELD, the number 2, NO, the number 1.
Alex is Raise Havoc. That's RAISEHAVOK. I'm at Tricky Mick. That's TRICKYMIC. And you, Donnie, what's yours?
That DTNTHATDTN. No, don't ask my real name because that is freaking creepy as heck.
That's not creepy as heck.
That is creepy.
Alright, Pac-Man, I'm gonna throw you, I'm going to throw you in the fire here a little bit because I know you were there when we started it. One of our sponsors is Extra Life. Could you tell our listeners, because normally Alex does it, could you tell our listeners about what Extra Life is?
Well, Extra Life is, I don't know, probably one of the biggest gaming charities now. So every year everyone gets together and plays video games for 24 hours, and we raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. So that goes to a whole bunch of different things for them, supporting the families, gifts, helping, arrange miracles for the kids, all sorts of stuff.
Our other sponsor, Yield, can you go fund me?
No, I will not go fund you. Try to raise some money for some better podcasting equipment to bring you guys a better listening show. So if you would go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer, we got some trophy themed donations. And Donnie will sing you a song if you get to a certain donation level. And you can have Tricky actually try to platinum a good game if you get to another donation level.
Donnie, we're sponsored by somebody else. Who are we sponsored by?
Amazon.
Oh, where's the sound bite? Cue editor!
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, would each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon, stop by Proving Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything else extra and does help out the show tremendously. With all that being said, let's close out the show with our shout-outs. Donnie, let's save your voice and let you do your shout-outs first.
I want to give a shout-out to the listeners. You guys are great for it. Continue listening to us. Continue listening to me become what you have forced me to become, just like you, a crybaby gamer.
I can just hear deep the sense of the show now.
I want to give a shout-out to my family. You guys, you know, rock. And recently, I gotta say, I think I love my wife.
Yeah, that much is apparent on Facebook there, buddy. But you don't love her as much as you love her snoring, apparently.
You know what? I gotta say, I've been getting sleep lately, but that's only because I go to bed at 3 o'clock now in the morning when she's, like, the snoring has, like, walked away at that point. I also want to give a shout-out to you guys. You guys rock. Pac-Man, it's been a minute since we talked to each other. You know, it's cool to talk to you. You know, your voice is soothing. And
that's the most I've ever done to that.
You forgot to say no homo.
That's because it's all intended. So, I want to give a shout-out to Kojima for going out, putting the boot to Konami by, like, signing his name to the Metal Gear cases and all that stuff. And I was like, you know, Kojima, you're the man for that. You are Snake, the living embodiment of Snake, I guess. Big Boss, I mean, not, well, I guess you could say Venom Snake, a.k.a. Big Boss, a.k.a. Naked Snake, a.k.a. The Legend.
Yield your shout-out, sir.
Give a shout-out to you guys for recording. Alex, enjoy your vacation. The fans for listening, and Pac-Man Polar Bear for being on. Always a pleasure.
And Pac-Man, your shout-out, sir?
I'd like to give a shout-out to all the punks who died to my shotgun blast in Trials of Osiris yesterday in Destiny when I went flawless for the fifth time. You can all suck it. Was a slaughter. It wasn't even close. And it even gives you the prompt when it says that someone's failed out of their Trials of Osiris run in Destiny. It's like they ran out of amount of times that they could die. And man, we were just crushing people's hopes and dreams and shit yesterday. It felt good after having it done to me so many times. I like to give a shout out to all those people who paid the final price. Like, give a shout out to, you know, the Trophy Horse guys, everyone at Proven Gamer, and, you know, shout out to, you know, all the different communities that support, because, you know, like, shows like this and shows like mine, it's all about the little tight-knit communities that we got, you know. So shout out to everyone who sort of, you know, cross-supports all the different podcasts. And and speaking of stuff, before I forget, if you're not in on it yet, PlayStation 4, the big patch beta went out for a bunch of people. And one of the big important things on that is there's communities. And the thing that's important about communities is you can go to a live play area. So you can post. You don't no longer need to go to, like, the Destiny website or app to sort of find a party. You can, if you want to find a clan or find people, randoms to play with, and a game doesn't support matchmaking for any reason, you can now use the community section from this latest patch, set up a clan or set up a lobby and just say, hey, I'm looking for two people to do such and such a content, and they can just directly join you right from in that little browser in the community section on the PlayStation 4. That's going to make the community stuff and hosting events and just sort of, you know, dropping in and out of people's games super, super easy. And there's a bunch of little things with that patch, but that's going to be dope.
Yeah.
I went up on tangent.
No, you're fine, because I actually got a email saying that that I'm going to be in that beta, so I was a little hesitant about updating into the beta because, you know, I don't want to be in a beta but for system software, but it sounds pretty good, and everything I'm hearing sounds like it's something I should do, so... And I want to give a shout out to Sweet Mama D, who is home from Grandpa's house in Virginia. I want to give a shout out to the goddess, who is currently taking care of Sweet Mama D so I can record. It's Sweet Mama D's bedtime, so I got to run off real quick to go kiss her goodnight. I want to give a shout out to Pac-Man. Thank you for filling in on short notice. Give a shout out to Alex and Christina, who are enjoying their time out in Florida right now. We do miss you guys. Shout out to Donnie and Yield for showing up every week. Especially a shout out to Yield for showing up on time this week.
Woo woo!
And I want to give a shout out to the listeners, because as Pac-Man says, without you guys, we would not exist. We would not be 224 episodes, which incidentally is 223 episodes more than the Blue Show ever did.
Oh,
that's so harsh. You had to go there.
Technically, add on like maybe 7 more episodes. I've never got really.
Well, I'm talking about official episodes. But with all that being said, Pac-Man, I love you like a brother. Until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Stay frosty, everybody.
I am so moist right now.
Whoa! Whoa!
I am sweating so much. That's a
check it. You the man into another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your hoardom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again. Listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.